The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'Chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied L'Rfu'ah Shelema. Hi, Gabriel Ben Sarah. Today's daf is being studied L'Rfu'ah Shelema Shelomo Ben Miriam. Yosef Ben Sarah V'Sarah Bat Rachel. Inna Refana Lahem, Inna Refana Lahem. Inna Refana Lahem for the Nefesh or for the Guf. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Rishon, starting at the Mishnah. Five lines from the top. Matnitin. Yesh neder betoch neder ve'en shivu'ah betoch shivu'ah. This person can make a neder within a neder, but he cannot make a shivu'ah within a shivu'ah. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar, he said, Hareni Nazir im Uchal. Hareni Nazir im Uchal. He said it twice. He accepts upon himself Nazirut if he's going to eat. I'll be a Nazir if I'm going to eat. He says that twice. Ve'achal. And then he ate. Hayav al kol achat ve'achat. So he's Hayav for breaking two Nazirut. Which means he's obligated to fulfill two Nazirut. And therefore, if he eats, he's going to be hayav now to fulfill both nazirut. I am a nazir if I'm going to eat. Once he eats, he's bound. How many nazirut is he bound to? Two of them. Because there's neder, that is hal, or neder betoch neder. Shivu'ah shelo ochal, shivu'ah shelo ochal. Guy says, I swear. I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat. Ve'achal, and he ate. And no hayav ela achat. He's only hayav one. So you cannot make a double swear on an item, but you can make a double neder on an item. Run. Third line. Yesh neder betoch neder. Amar hareni nazir im ochal. Mefarish b'gemara di'im ochal lav davka. This neder that he made, I'm a nazir if I ate. He could have just said, hareni nazir, hareni nazir. That also is considered a neder betoch neder. Du'a di'in name im amar hareni nazir, hareni nazir. D'chayav al kol achat v'achat. Ela ayri detana. Since by the Shivu'ah case we gave a case Shivu'ah shelo ochal, so then by the Nazir case we gave Hareni Nazir im ochal. But you didn't have to give the stipulation im ochal. You could have just said Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir. That's already a neder betok neder. V'chayav kol achat v'achat. D'amrinan lomar d'chayav l'nog mezirut al kol kabbalah v'kabbalah. He has to accept a separate nazirut for each acceptance. V'chi amar l'ni nazir l'ni nazir hayav shtei nazirut umoneh shiloshim yom. So how does he do two nazirut in a row? He counts 30 days. Umevi korban v'chozer umoneh shiloshim yom umevi korban. Which means he does 30 days nazirut. It means a korban on the first nazirut. And then he starts a second round of nazirut for another 30 days and he brings a korban. Enaf kalam b'gemara menazir lehazir. They learned that nezirut is hala nezirut because the pasuk says nazir lazir. They carry that the haig of na neder betok neder. The fisha nezirut sheniya he hala betok zman rishona. Now the Rambam gives you the mechanics how this works. Both nezirut are working at the same time. Ela she efshar lo sheimne ota ad sheimne terishona. But you can't have two nezirut haling. You can't count them at the same time. So you have to count one. And then after you finish counting one, at day 30, so day 31 starts the second one. But the acceptance of the Nizirut is at the inception. You're going to tell me that the Nidr is not hal until day 31. Yeah, you can't have a pending Nidr. Which means, if you're not going to say it's hal immediately now, then it's not going to be hal later on. That's why I said neder betoch neder because it's hal immediately. It's just that you have a technical point. You cannot count 30 days for Fatuna Darim, Fatuna Nizirut in a row. But it's hal immediately, but it's now pending till you finish the first 30 days, and then it goes after day 30, 31 starts the second round. When is the nedir on you? At the point that you said, Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir. So it's hal from the Hashtah, but you have a technical problem, so you wait the 30 days and you count it after that. Next round. Shivu'a shilo ochal, shivu'a shilo ochal, enu hayav ila ahat. Kilomar. Bishbu'ot, lo mashkachat reha yuve. When it comes to making shivu'ot, you do not find two obligations. Lo lilkot shtayim ba'achila ahat. Which means you're not going to get two malkut with one eating. Guy said, I'm not going to eat. Shivu'a shilo ochal, shilo ochal. If he eats, he only gets one malkut. The mekivan shavar shivu'a shilo ochal, ki karzeh, have the mushbav omed. His explanation is once already he makes a shivua against eating the kikar, he's considered already mushbav omed. There's a shivua on him already. He cannot put a second shivua. Vetulo chayla aleha shivua shniya. Velo limnot shtayim gamken. Velo mashkachat la. Mashenke menizirut. Mashenke when it comes to nizirut, denehi deeno lokeh shtayim al achila achat, which means even by nedarim, if a guy comes along and says kikar zu kunam alai. It's only one. The only time we're going to say neder betoch neder is a case like nizirut, where you're able to count two different countings. So when it comes to two countings, it's shayach to accept upon yourself neder, like two nizirutz. Mashaykin, two isur of eatings, once already make a shivua against eating an item, so guys consider mushbav ve'omed, so therefore one is not able to be over two items while eating the same, that same kikar, only be over one. So, en shivua betok shivua, yesh neder, betok neder. That's the case of the Mishnah. Comes Gemara, Amar Avuna. Lo shanu ela damar arini nazir hayom, hareni nazir lemahar. Now we're discussing the technicality of the case. Ravuna learns that the case must be talking about what he said. Harini nazir hayom, harini nazir mahar. That's the case where both of them will be hal. Why? The migo deka mitosaf yoma yitera hayla nazirut an nazirut. Because since already the nazirut is hal, one extra day, so therefore the whole nazirut can be hal. Which means by saying harini nazir hayom, so you go 1 to 30. By saying Hareni Nazir LeMahar, so you have an overlap, which means you have technically the same 30 days. Could be hard really for Nizirut number 2, but you're being Mosif really another day. Once already you're Mosif another day, because it really goes to day 31. It's 31 that starts the second Nizirut, because from 2, you need 30 days, it's going to take you to 31. So we go, once already you're accepting upon yourself an extra day of the Nizirut, so that already gives you a whole Nizirut. And therefore, just like how you have to go the extra 31, so therefore it starts the process to give you the whole 30. However, Aval Amar, Hareni Nazir Hayom, Hareni Nazir Hayom, but if he said, Hareni Nazir Hayom, Hareni Nazir Hayom, En Hala Nizirut Al Nizirut. So therefore, the nizirut that's hal and nizirut dafka kote ravuna has got to be harini nizir lehayom, harini nizir lemachar. Let's read the ran. Skip the big ran. Just go to the migod mitosaf yomai yetera. Kelomar, the kshamar harini nizir lemachar. When he says I'm going to be a nizir for mahar, yesh b'mashpahut devarav shiyimne miyom mahorat ve'ilach. Lamidyom. What does it mean? It means my Nizirut is going to start tomorrow. That means from tomorrow, day 2, I'm going to count 30 days. Nimsash shenetchayev mahmat neder sheni yom echad mosaf on Nizirut nishona. Comes out that the second Nizirut adds an extra day to the Nizirut of the first one. Vekivad dekayim lam masechet Nazir. Da'omer, hareni Nazir yom ze bilvad. Let's say a guy accepts the part of the Nizirut for one day. What's the deen? Minimum is 30. Mone Shiloshim Avze Kevan Shlit Hayev Mahmat Nidro Shini Limnot Yom Echad Mosaf on the Zirut Rishona.
once already he accepted just an extra day as a result of Hanani Nazir Limahar, what does the extra day do to him? It puts him already in a minimum of another 30. So therefore, Al Kurhom Onishloshim. Okay, so that is the deen of Lavunarat. The only time Nedir is Hal Betuch Nedir is Hanani Nazir Layom, Hanani Nazir Limahar. Kimlara continues Ushmoel Amar. Afilu Amar, Hanani Nazir Ayom. Hanani Nazir Ayom. Hala nizirut alea. So the Shmuel argues, says, no, even if a guy says, Harin nizir ayom, he has to do two of them. The Ran explains, Shmuel amar, afidu harin nizir ayom, nizirut hala nizirut, demash malid, demin nazir lehazir. Nafkan, the vechi agavna muta, monesh de nizirut. He doesn't get the katuf. The language of the pasuk is nazir lahazir, double language. Comes to teach me what two nizirut ahal. Even when he says that in nazir ayom, and in nazir ayom, that's a very important machloket between Rav Huna and Shmuel. Which case is the situation of neder hal betoch neder? Again, Rav Huna hareni nazir ayom, and in nazir lamachar. And what's the mechanics? So the Ran said, based on the Gemara, because already you accepted upon yourself an extra day. So it's like you accept upon yourself 30 and then an extra day because you're starting from tomorrow. So that 31, is it one extra day of Nizirut? Or when a guy accepts upon himself one extra day of Nizirut, or one day of Nizirut Stam, minimum is 30. So if it's like accepting upon himself a separate Nizirut itself. Comes the Gemara and says, well, Rav Huna. So now, according to Rav Huna, Aditanya in Shivua betok Shivua, Litni yesh neder betok neder ve'en neder betok neder. Hareni nazir ayom, hareni nazir lemachar, yesh neder betok neder. Hareni nazir ayom, hareni nazir ayom, en neder betok neder. Kasha. Now, what's the Gemara's question? And the Gemara leaves us in the Kasha, according to Rav Huna. Seemingly, the Gemara's question is as follows. Normally, we have a law that says, Leflog velitni bidida, that whenever you can make a chiluk in one case, we'd rather the Mishnah make the chiluk in one case than go to a different case and bring the chiluk. For example, our Mishnah brings a case of Yesh Neder Betok Neder, but En Shavua Betok Shavua. Gives you the case of Yesh when it comes to Nedarim. Gives you the case of En by Shavuot. So the Gemara seemingly is asking, what do you even got to get involved in Shavuot? Give me the Yesh and En in Nedarim itself. Tell me, Yesh Neder Betoch Neder, Kot Rav Huna. Yesh Neder Betoch Neder, when a guy says, Hareni Nazir Ayom, Hareni Nazir Lamachar. En Neder Betoch Neder, Hareni Nazir Ayom, Hareni Nazir Ayom. Which is, give me the breakdown, give me the chiluk in the darim itself, in the zirut itself. What did you have to, according to Rav Huna, go to Shavuot? The Ran says that cannot be this question. Even though throughout Shas, that's always the question, the flow, it cannot be the question over here like that. Why? Because if that was the question, you'd have the same question against Shmuel. Because Shmuel also could have made the chiluk in the darim. Dafka, when a guy says, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, according to Shmuel, Yesh Neder Betoch Neder. But if he says, Kikar Ze Asur Alai, Kikar Ze Asur Alai, right, when he says it by a loaf of bread, everybody agreed, like the Ran taught us, that in Neder Hala Neder. So even according to Shmuel, you could have brought the Hiluk in Nedarim itself. So that's not the question, he says. Oh, so what is the question of this Gemara over here? So let's read it inside the Ran. The Ran we're going to read on the second side, the Amud Sheni top line. Again, you understand this question. In Shmuel itself, you could have made a chiluk in the darim. Yesh neder betoch neder. How? Hareni nazir ayom, hareni nazir ayom. Good, that's yesh neder betoch neder. And which case of en neder betoch neder? Kikar zu asur alai, kikar zu asur alai. The Ran himself said, everybody agrees, but by kikars, once when he said kikaz asur, there's no double isur neder on him. So if you could have brought the same chiluk in Shmuel, the flog v'lit no bedida. Ela, look at the top Ran, hachi makshinan, leravuna, hechi pasak tana, ve'tana yesh neder betok neder, demashva bechol enyan, That's
the she'ela. The Mishnah is misleading according to Rav Huna. Mishnah says yesh neder betoch neder, which is mashma in all cases, no matter what he said, and that's not so, because it depends according to Rav Huna what he said. According to Shmuel, it's fine. Yesh neder betoch neder. It's not a misleading statement, because no matter how you make the statement of the nezirut, it's hal. What do you say? Are you nezir ayom? Are you nezir ayom? Are you nezir ayom? Are you nezir mahar? No matter what you're going to say, it's good. But alibad Rav Huna, it's misleading. Because by saying yesh neder betoch neder, it's not in every case. It's only in the case of hayom amagar. So the Gemara is asking, according to Rav Huna, why did the Mishnah put a blanket statement yesh neder betoch neder? Continue on. Ubatarachi litni maide hamir kiay gavna neder mishavua, which means, let the Mishnah first tell me the chiluk in nedarim itself, by Nazir, and then tell me, and there's a chumrah of Nazirut by Shivu'ah, which is, of course, the Mishnah is interested in telling me the chumrot that Nazirut has over Shivu'ah. But before you tell me the chumrah, set me up on the two Nazirut cases, so I don't make a mistake. That's the question, Aliba, the Rav Huna. Continue the Ram. Vayim milta kashla Rav Huna. Fourth line. Aval Shmuel lo kasha klal. Because according to Shmuel, when it comes to Nezirut, there's always Neder betoch Neder. Oh, my Amart. So what are you going to tell me? Mikol makom bekunam alai ki karzu kunam alai ki karzu en Neder betoch Neder? Which is us. But let the Mishnah that according to Shmuel at least give me the kikarlo. That if a guy says kikarzu kunam alai, kikarzu kunam alai, let the Mishnah say that case that it's mutar. Alibad Shmuel says, "Ki aygav na lekal lemitay b'may detana tana nizirut ketana v'lo kunamut," which means it's not misleading the Mishnah, because Amishnah is only discussing nizirut. So if in nizirut, according to Shmuel, there's no way you could, whatever you're going to say, it's going to be hal. Amishnah is not discussing when a guy says kunam alai kikarzu. So therefore, I'm not going to make the mistake by kikar. So therefore, Shmuel doesn't. There's no question. How come Shmuel didn't give me the din of kikazu that the neder is not hal? And then the answer is adrabah. From the fact that the Mishnah only gave us the case of nezirut, it's mashma that by kunam in neder betoch neder. So therefore, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is fine. Again, I speak out to you. According to Shmuel, is the Mishnah good? Yes. Why is it good? Because what does the Mishnah say? In neder hal betoch neder, but by nezirut, blanket statement, perfect. According to Shmuel, so it is a blanket statement. It's not misleading at all. Because any way you say the Nizirut, it's going to be hal twice. Even if he says, Anini Nazir Ayom, it's hal twice. Beautiful. So that's great according to him. Whereas according to Rav Huna, it's a misleading statement. How did you just give me a statement? Yesh neder betoch neder by Nizirut. It depends what he said. So the Ran just says, fine, I accept. The Mishnah is not misleading according to Shmuel. But why didn't the Mishnah at least give me the information by a case where a guy says kunam ki karzu alai? So it's, even according to Shmuel, it should say kunam ki karzu alai. The only chayav one. So he says that's not a question because the Mishnah is not misleading on that subject because the Mishnah never discussed kunam. Our Mishnah is discussing nizirut. So you can't answer the question, why not say the case of kunam? We're not discussing kunam, we're discussing nezirut. And he says, and even better, from the fact that we only discussed nezirut, that what? Yesh neder betoch neder, it's mashma, that by kunam, and neder betoch neder. So the Mishnah is perfect according to Shmuel, where it is misleading according to Rav Huna. The Gemara leaves this in a kasha. Now the Gemara goes further. Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, yesh neder betoch neder, ve'en shivu'ah betoch shivu'ah. And now the Gemara wants to get into the details of the case. Because from the fact they're saying, yesh neder betoch neder, ve'en shivu'ah betoch shivu'ah, it sounds like we have to talk about a similar case, which is the case of yesh neder betoch neder. It has to be similar to the case of en shivu'ah betoch shivu'ah. It is similar mechanics of the case. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Ilim ada amar hareni nazir ayom hareni nazir l'mahar. Like Rav Huna said, Dichvatis, or similarly, what would you say by Shavuot? Gabesh Shavuah Shelo Ochal Te'inin. V'Hazar Amar Shavuah Shelo Ochal Anavim. Amay Lo Hala Shavuah Shavuah. Which means like this. What's the case of Neder Betoch Neder? Nazir Betoch Nazir, let's say two Nazirut. Hare Nazir Ayom, Hare Nazir Mahar. So what's the deen? Tal. And what's the logic? Because you accepted upon yourself an extra day, that whole business that we said. We go to Mitosaf Yoma. Now, similarly, what would be the case of Shavua? Got to keep it comparable. Shavua Shelo Ochal Te'inim. And then he makes a Shavua Shelo Ochal Anavim. Why shouldn't both Shavuot be Hal? He added something to the first Shavua. The first Shavua is Te'inim, the second Shavua is Anavim. So if you're going to keep the cases comparable, if you're saying Hayom and Mahar by Shavua, you can't just say Shavua Kikarzu Kikarzu. That's not the case of Nazir. The case of Nazir is Nazir Hayom, Nazir Mahar. So similarly, you got to make the case by Shavuot that what? Shavua Shelo Ochal, for example, Te'inim, Shavua Shelo Ochal, Anavim. And therefore, it should be Hal. Understand? Look at the Ran. Tenan. Yes, neder betoch neder. Hechi dame. Look at the Ran. Ile ma davar harin nazir ayom harin nazir l'machar. Utikevate gabe shivu'a. Amar shivu'a shlo ochal terim v'chazar v'amar shivu'a shlo ochal anavim. Amai lo chayla shivu'a al shivu'a. Yesh lomar. Now he's explained the comparison. De'ay de medamela. The Makshe is comparing the two cases. And then we're going to answer.
Okay. He's giving you the setup of how to understand the Shekhtar V'Tariyah. The Makshan is comparing the law, and the Tartzan, the one that's answering, is comparing the language. That's the Klal, and that's fitted in. V'achim Makshe. When a guy says, what's the logic? And since we know that once accepting that extra day, and in Nizu Pahom Shoshim Yom, Sarik Lot Shoshim Aharim, Nimsa She'en Drosh She'ni, Mishutaf im neder rishon klal. So what's the mechanics here? His second neder is not connected to the first neder, which means it's not just a double on one neder, because since already he accepted an extra day in the second one, so you're starting a new round. Ela kol had v'had kai be'apei nafshe. Each nezirut stands separately. So that's the mechanics how the case works. So you have to set up the shivu'ah case similarly. Why do you have to set up the Shavua case similarly? Because the Mishnah is comparing the cases. Yesh neder betoch neder ve'en Shavua betoch Shavua. So you have to make the cases comparable. So what would be a comparable case? We have to find the case of Shavua where the two items are not connected to each other. What's the case of two items not connected to each other? The kivatek of Shavua nameh. Lo mashka'ata ila be'omer Shavua shelo ochal te'inim. Ve'azara Shavua shelo ochal anavim. Separate items. I swear I'm not going to eat figs. I swear I'm not going to eat grapes. Are they related, to figs and grapes? And therefore, Shavua should be halal Shavua. So why did the Mishnah say in Shavua halal Shavua? If the case is talking about figs and grapes, they're two different items, just like by Nezirut. Are they two separate items in Nezirut? Yes. And it's halal? So similarly, by Shavua, you got to set up the same way. V'chiyai gavna, afilu b'shavot nami halal Shavua Shavua. Oh, so what does the Gemara say? Keep one finger on the Ran. And one finger on the Gemara. Ela. Hechidame. So what's the case? Delo chala shivua shivua kegon de amar shivua shelo ochal te'inim v'hazar v'amar shivua shelo ochal te'inim. Oh, so the case of shivua must be, what did he do? I swear I'm not going to eat figs. I swear I'm not going to eat figs. So he said the same thing twice. Oh, but now you got to go back to Nazir because it's got to be comparable. Dekevate geben Nazirut. Hechidame, damar harin nazir ayom, harin nazir ayom. Veketani, yesh neder, בתוך דדת, קשיא לרבונה.
You see how we established the question of Rav Huna? We started by the case of the Shavua. What's the case of Shavua? Shelo okal te'inim, Shavua shelo okal te'inim.
Same item.
Twice. That's not hard, because once you're mushba ve'omed, you already made a suit on te'inim already. So now, similarly, how are you going to say the case of Nizirut?
Hayom hayom.
And what's the Mishnah say? Yesh dedet betoch dedet. It's kasha against Rav Huna. Look at the Ran. אלא ודאי, מדתה בשבועות, אין שבועה בתוך שבועה, על כולך בשתי שבועות חלות על דבר אחד בתוקמה. Most be the case you talk about where you said the שבועה on the same item. תקבטה בנדרים, כתעני, יש נדר בתוך נדר. וקש על רבונה. That's the question against רבונה. אמר לך רבונה, מתניתין דאמר הריני נזיר היום, הריני נזיר למחר. He says, the Mishnah is like I told you. It's harini nazir hayom, harini nazir lemahar. That's the only case where you're going to be hayav to nizut. Dekivate gabesh shivua. And you know what the similar case by shivua is? The amar shelo ochal te'enim. He accepted upon himself, I'm not going to eat figs. The hazar be'amar shivua shelo ochal te'enim ve'anavim. And then he came along and said, I'm not eating te'enim and anavim, which means, he said, I'm not eating both items. Originally he said te'enim alone. Now he puts te'enim. The only time I'm asut to eat te'enim is if I eat them with grapes. He put them together. De'lo chayla. In this case over here, it's not chayla. Even though he added grapes to the mixture, doesn't matter. Right? So once already te'enim is already asur, so therefore whatever you're going to add to it already doesn't mean anything. So therefore we kept the case of te'enim and te'enim, but it's not going to be hasul. It's like hayom and hayom, right? Which is a similar case where it's hayom and mahar, where you added an extra item, but by shivua it's not going to be hana. We have to understand the logic of how that works. So let's read it on, right where we left off. Second line in nan, why the mifarkinan, amar lecha ravuna, matitin da amarin nazir, hayom arin nazir mahar, kilomar. Lo tizil batar dina. Don't go after the law that you tell me that what it's too nizirut. Ela zil batar lishna. Go after the way he expresses himself. What does that mean? Dechi amar hareni nazir lemachar. What does he mean when he says those words? Hareni nazir lemachar. Mimachar ve'ad shloshim yom ka'amar. What he really means is literally. Forget about the deen. We know the deen is, it's 30, and then after 31, you got to go 31 to 60. That we know. But let's go what he said. When he says that in the mazid l'mahar, it sounds like, what is he saying? From 2 to 30. Not exactly put himself an extra nizirut from his lashon. Yeah. When he says that in nazir ayom, means 1 to 30. When he says that in mazid l'mahar, it sounds like he's going 2 to 30. That's what he's saying. והבה דקידו אמר, הריני נזיר היום ומחר, שאף כאן חפתת יום מנדר השני מעורבים בזמן הנדר הראשון. Which means you have overlapping 29 days. Which means the last 29 days of the first neder is overlapping on the first 29 days of the second neder. You do have an overlapping days over here, right? ואף על פי שאותן חפתתים אינם חלים כלל מחמת נדרו שני. Now even though the 29 days are not חל לגבי נדר שני, because the 29 days are credited to the first נדר מכל מקום, בהיל לשנה, with such a language, היל נדרה לעניין שיהיה יום שלישים ואחד, סוף שלושים יום של נזירות שנייה, שהרהו כך נזר, which means it'll be a lashon enough לעניין שיום 31, that the day 31 will be סוף 30 יום של נזירות שנייה, will really be the end of the second one, because bottom line is I'm accepting myself a נזירות from tomorrow, שראו כך נזר, נמצא שעל חפתת ימים מנזירות ראשונה חלה נזירות שנייה, which means comes out that again, the 29 days of Nizirut number 1 and 29 days of Nizirut number 2 are overlapping.
לעניין, לעניין what? שתי יום 31 לנזירותו.
To bring him to one extra day of?
נזירות.
Because if I accept the promise of נזירות tomorrow, so I got to start the clock.
From then.
So therefore, technically, from day one to the end of the whole nizirut, it's going to be a 31-day item. The 29 days, you have the overlap, and then but I got to go an extra day.
Ela, oh, but I have a technical problem here. Because technically, if you want to work it that way, like he's telling you now, don't do a second nizirut. Just go to day 31. Ela li'inyan, lefi she'en nizu pe'otam mishushim yom. You have a technical problem. Since you can't go in nizirut less than 30 days, צריך למנות עוד לתשלום 30 בשביל נדר שני. Good.
Which means, even though you had an overlapping, and technically the way his language was, it should only mandate him to go one extra day into the Nizirut, but for it, and that's his lashon. He added an extra item, but the item that he added should only bring him to one extra day, but you know what? You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because a technical problem by Nazir. There's no such thing as a Nazir for one day. So he's got to already have the whole Nazirut. Similarly, with the Kifatek Abish Shivu'ot, go with language. Ki Amar Shivu'ah Shilo Ochal Te'inim Ve'Hazar Ve'Amar Shilo Ochal Te'inim Ve'Anavim Lo Hayla Shivu'ah Batraita Al Te'inim Klal. Which means the Te'inim item, not Halalot. Why? דלת לרבונה שתעוד שבועה על שבועה אפילו בכולל. Which means even by adding extra items, it doesn't matter. Your te'ina already is asur. So I don't care now that you tacked on anavim. Doesn't matter. Once te'inim are asur on you alone, so therefore it's finished. Then he says, ועדיין אין דעתי נוחבז. He says, but I'm not comfortable yet, the Ran says. במקום מקום כי יחיד בשבועה שנייה אין החלה על תאנים בפני שכבר נשבע עליהם. So we'll say the same thing, just like you're telling me that once already תאנים is in the picture, you can't bring that תאנים and not even ענבים again. כך נזילות שנייה אין החלה ב-29 יום ראשונים בפני שכבר נזר בהם. Say the same thing, that the second נזילות שנייה חל in the first 29 days, because already it's used up already in the first Nizirut. The first 29 days are earmarked, and therefore the Chalot of the second Nizirut should not be Hal at all. Just like you're going with Lashon. And you tell me, once already I was all said Te'inim. Now I go Te'inim and Anabim. Te'inim already is Asur, the whole thing's out. So say the same thing by Nizirut. That what? That these 29 days, there's no such thing as overlap. Once already these 29 days of my first Nazir is Asur, so therefore now when you're accepting it again, just say it's nothing, and therefore what? Don't even start the Nizirut. לפיכך אני אומר, וכי אמרינן וחזר ואמר שבועה שלא אוכל תאנים וענבים, you know what he means when he says תאנים וענבים in the second round? הכי כאמר, שלא אוכל אותם כאחת. He says, I'm not going to eat them simultaneously. So now he's changing his item, which is originally he just said, well, I'm not eating תאנים alone. Now he comes along and says, שבועה, I'm not eating תאנים and ענבים, ובכי אגב נא, נמי מתפרש היי לשתה בסוף פרק שבוע שתיים בתרה. ואמר רבה, דמיגוד החי לשבוע לענבים, חי לנמי התאנים. ונפקא מינה, נעמוס נפקא מינה, שאם אכל תאנים וענבים בעלם שבועה ראשונה, which is now let's see what happens over here. Let's see the נפקא מינה between the two שבועות. He has one שבועה תאנים alone. He has another שבועה Te'inim and Anavim, the only time he's going to be Hayav is if he eats them together. What's the Nafka Mina that Ran speaks out between the two cases? So he speaks an interesting case. Nafka Mina, Shimakal Te'inim Ba'anavim Be'alim Shivu'a Rishona. Let's say he forgot about his first Shivu'a. Another guy forgot about his first Shivu'a of Te'inim. Now what did he do? He ate Te'inim and Anavim simultaneously. So Te'inim and Anavim simultaneously, he's in contempt of his second Shivu'a. ויתרו בו משום שנייה, and they warned them on the second for the second שבועה, look it, he's going to get lashed, which means since he's not going to get lashed twice, he forgot his first שבועה. Okay, he forgot the תאנים item. You only get מלכות if you did it במזיד. So what happened? The guy forgot it's the first one. They warned them on the second one of it. That's the one he remembered. And what did he do? He ate תאנים and
Rimuni. Because if you only would eat Te'enim, he wouldn't get Malkut. Because he forgot the first Shavua. You're not going to get Malkut on the first Shavua. Again, a guy ate, let's say, Te'enim b'mezid with Anavim. Just give you enough coming up between once he has these two items on him. He ate Te'enim and Anavim simultaneously. What's going to be the deen? B'mezid. But he forgot the first Shavua. So he's going to get Malkut for the second Shavua. He's not going to be held accountable for the first one. Okay, so that's the daf coming up between the two cases. And the hadush of Ravuna is what? That when a guy says Shavua shelo ochal te'enim, and then he comes along and says, I'm not going to eat te'enim and anavim, even though you're being mosif to te'enim, but you're connecting it to the te'enim. I mean, even though you're being mosif anavim, you're mosifing it to the te'enim item. Te'enim's already asur on you already. So now even though you're kolel anavim, it doesn't mean anything. And therefore, not hal. Masha'en ken. In the case of nezirut, I'm coming along and saying what? Hareni nazir ayom. Hareni nazir lemahar. So now I'm coming along and saying what? There's going to be an extra day, technically, that what? That the second nezirut. It's like I'm saying that the nezirut, instead of going from 1 to 30, is going to go from 2 to 31. So I have 29 days that are overlapping, but why? I'm being mosif an extra. Now, it's different than the case of the te'anim and the munim. Here, I'm changing my te'anim situation. Here, I said only I'm asut te'anim. Now, I'm saying it's te'anim and the munim. Well, that's already, you changed the te'anim is asut already. You can't change the, by nizrut, I'm not changing the nizrut. But nizrut is 1 to 30, and then 2 to 31. So, since it's connected together, so it's going to be hal, but I went an extra day. So really, according to the Lashon, I should only go to 31 days. But you know what? I can't go to 31 days because there's no such thing as a nezirut for one day. So I'm going to make him go a full. So therefore, the languages are compatible. I'll tell you again why the language is compatible. We're going after language now. What's the language of a guy when he says, I'm not eating te'enim? Okay, many te'enim, many te'enim. Asur. Shivua. Shivua shelo ochal te'enim. Now it comes along and it makes another Shavua. Shavua shelo ochal te'enim v'nimunim. And the way that Ran is learning it, it means I'm only chayav to eat it simultaneously. Now, obviously, there's nafkamina between the two Shavuot. I told you the nafkamina. Ran gave you one nafkamina. Nafkamina will be in the two Shavuot. If a guy ate b'mezid, rimunim and te'enim, and forgot the first Shavua, he's going to be chayav makut for the second one. So, because he said the te'enim and rimunim. Nafkamina, if you're only te'enim alone, and forgot the first one, you're going to be chayav makut, because you know, Hayam Makut, you eat them, b'mezin, you have to eat them together. Which is, there's nafkamina, obviously, between the two Shavuot. But what does the Ran say anyway? What is Ravuna's deen? In this case, the second Shavuot is not hal at all. Why? Why is the second Shavuot not hal? Because already I was also te'anim on myself already. Yeah, but I'm adding that te'anim and remunim. Te'anim's already here. Te'anim's in the picture from the very beginning. Now, you can't add te'anim and remunim. Just because you're adding remunim to the picture doesn't mean nothing. That's Shavuot's on te'anim already. You're sitting Te'anim again with Rimunim? Nothing. Zero. Not hal. Good. Similarly, that Lashon, if you would use it by Nazir, would be hal. What's the case of Nazirut? Hareni Nazir Ayom. He's got one Nazirut on him, 1 to 30. Hareni Nazir Lamahar. What is he really doing? What he's coming along and saying that not only the first Nazirut, on me, 1 to 30, I'm saying I'm taking the first 30 plus 1. It's like Te'anim plus Anavim. Similar language. But by Nezirut, the language is Hal. It does Hal. What's the explanation? By the Nezirut, I'm saying that both of them are Hal on me now, which means 1 to 29 in the first one. Obviously, that's the first Nezirut. And really, it's 1 to 30 in the first one. And then 2 to 31. So you have 29 days that overlap with each other. I went one extra day. Oh, so you see, it works by Nazir. You know why it works by Nazir? Because you can't be a Nazir for one day. So therefore, once I already went that extra day, I got to take it to the next level. Good, but similar Lashon. That's the point. Compare that Lashon. Te'enim. Te'enim would be similar like, go with it. Te'enim would be similar like Nazir 1. Okay? Te'enim Rimonim is similar to what? Nazir Lemachar. Not only Te'enim, but one extra day.
that same compatible lashon by Te'anim and Nemonim doesn't go. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah means according to Rav Huna. The two cases of the Mishnah are Nazir Ayom, Nazir Lemachar. And the case of the Shivua is talking about Shivua against Te'anim, Shivua against Te'anim and Rimonim. To that, the Gemara questions. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Veha Amar Rava. Rava taught. Shivua shelo ochal Te'anim. Exactly our case. According to Rava. Guy made a Shivua not eating Te'anim. V'hazar v'amar shivua shelo ochal Te'anim v'anavim. Okay, maybe then he made a second Shivua. V'achal Te'anim. What did the guy do? Ate Te'anim. V'frish korban, and he brought he designated a korban. He frish korban, he separated a korban for the isur. Guy was over a shivua. What's the deal when you're over a shivua? Gotta bring a korban. So what did he do? He designated a korban for the Te'anim. V'hazar v'achal anavim. And now he came again, and now he ate anavim. Havya lehu anavim hatsi shi'ur. This anavim is only half the shi'ur of his vow. Ve'en mivim korban al hatsi shi'ur. Which means, I understand why he's got to bring a korban on the first one according to Rava. You made two vows here. Te'anim and Te'anim and Emunim. He ate Te'anim. Bring a korban on the Te'anim. Now we're anavim. The Gemara is saying again like this. If a guy has Isur, he said on himself, according to Rava, I'm not eating Te'anim. Shivua. Then he made a deen, Te'anim and Anavim, that he's not going to eat. And what did he do, the guy? The guy ate Te'anim. So, and he brought a Qurban. He separated the Qurban for the Te'anim. Now he comes along, he's already locked in with the Qurban for the Isur of the Te'anim that he ate. Now he ate Anavim. So the law is, he does not bring a Qurban for that. Why? Because bottom line, it's half Isur. You only ate. And then, but what do you see according to this? You see according to Rava that the Shivua is Hal on both. Which means, had he eaten Te'anim and Nemunim together according to Rava, he bring a Qurban for that. That's against Rav Huna. Rav Huna saying the second Shivua is not Hal at all. But according to Rava, it's Hal. It's just that since you designated the Qurban for the Te'anah, so you start the clock again. So therefore, if you're going to eat the Munim alone, it's bringing a Qurban for half Isur. But what? If you would eat the Te'anim and the Munim according to Rava, you would bring a Qurban. So you see the Shivua is Hal. Alma, Hecha de Amar Shivua Shlokhat Te'anim, Vahazam Shivua Shlokhat Te'anim Ve'anavim, Migod de Has Shivua Anavim, Haila Neme'a Te'anim. Must be Rava holds that you can't make a Shivua on Shivua. You know why? Because I hate it. Once I added something to the Te'anim, once already the Anavim is an extra item, so the Te'anim becomes, you have a second Isur on the Te'anim itself. Oh, so according to Rav Huna, what do you do with Rava Sita? Says, Rav Huna lo svira leke Rava. Okay, very simple. He doesn't hold him like that. He doesn't look at it like that. He doesn't go this migo de haila, Anavim, haila, at Te'anim. Comes again what Ron says, Metive, mi shenazar shte nizirut. Okay, guy, let's say, accepted upon himself two nazirut. Manat arishona, beautiful, he counted the first nazir, which is 30 days, let's say. Vifrish korban. He designated a korban, because after the first nazirut of 30 days, you have to bring a korban, so he separated the korban. Vinish'al aleha. Now what did he do? Before he brought the korban, he went to the rabbis. He said, you know what, I regret the first nazirut that I did. I want to... get an absolvement from my first neder of nezirut, and they absolved him. Al talo shniya berishona. So what happens? The second nezirut now is fulfilled in those 30 days that he did for the first one. Okay, he said had any nazir twice. I don't know exactly how he said it yet. We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us what he said. But he accepted upon himself two nezirut. 30 days passed. Takes his korban, ready to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. He says, you know what, I regret that first nezirut that I did. He goes to the rabbis, I want out from that nezirut. You know, utarim lachem, your first nazir is out. Yes. So the Gemara says what? That those first 30 days that he did, he can use them now to fulfill the obligation of his second nezirut.
So the Gemara says, what's the case exactly?
If
he said the language Ayom and Mahar, like we're learning till now, Amai alta lo shniya bedrishona haika yomai yetera.
Exactly. Which means, how could you tell me you fulfilled the first 30 days already? Once you said Arina Zid Mahar, you're in day 31. Once you're in day 31, it's a whole new Nizirut. Mm-hmm. So I cannot fulfill Nizirut number 2 in the first 30 days. That cannot be the case.
Ela peshit laman Arina Zid Ayom, Arina Zid Ayom.
Oh, must be the case is what? We said Arina Zid Ayom, Arina Zid Ayom. And what are we saying? That if he gets out of the first one, he could fulfill his second Nizirut in those days.
Yeah.
Why is the question called Ravuna? Because Ravuna says not even hal. What do you mean? You could fulfill your second Nizirut in the days of the first one. According to the Ravuna, when a guy says Nizirayom, it's nothing. But from this case over, you see, it is something for the fact that we're giving you an option to fulfill the second Nizirut in the first 30 days.
So the Gemara says, "Lo, le'olam harin nazir ayom harin nazir le'mahar." I'll tell you the case of the Braita is what he's saying: harin nazir ayom as le'mahar. Umay alta lo. What does it mean? Alta lo lebar me'ahu yoma yetera, which means except for that day. What does that mean? Except for that day. Which means the guy went and accepted upon himself Naziru 30 days. Fulfilled, and then he said, Avanini Nazir, the Mahar. So therefore you have day 2. Starting from day 2 now to the end, right? The 31. So now we're coming along to say that while you can fulfill your Naziru, what do you mean? How can you fulfill the Naziru? You have an extra day. So we're saying, you can fulfill the first 29 days, and then you have to wait an extra day. So therefore, the Ravuna is good. You have an extra day. The Hadush is once you nullified your first Nizirut, you could stick in number 2. But by sticking in number 2, you got to go further. I didn't say you have to go further. I just said you can compensate the first days. Lebar hahu yoma. Of course, besides the extra day, you got to go. So therefore, Ravuna is good. Correct. You got to go to 31. Umay altalo lebar mahu yoma yitera. Iname, another answer, kontravuna, kegon shekibel shte nizirut bevatahat. He accepted both nizirutz in one shot. What does that mean? Ran. Third line in Ran, on the Amud Rishon. Iname, beshekibel alav shte nizirut bevatahat, kilomar, techi agav na chayle tarvayu, share in achat mehen, קודמת לחברתה דנמה שלא תאכול שנייה אחריה. Which means he accepted upon themselves, the way he says it over here, הרי עלי שתי נזירות.
Now, by saying שתי נזירות, which one came first? No one came first. They both came simultaneously. Which means there's a difference of a guy saying הרי נזיר היום, הרי נזיר מחר. Okay, that's already... You're gonna have to. You can substitute Nizirut number 2 for Nizirut number 1, but you're gonna gotta go the extra day. That's one answer of Ravuna. Another answer, the guy said like this:
Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir, which is accepted upon itself two Nizirut,
right? Shte Nizirut simultaneously.
So in this case, over there, both are hal on him, and therefore no one came before the other. So therefore, you finish this one. Which you absolved yourself of that one, put number 2 with it, the same exact days. We thought the case was talking about where he said, Hareni Nazir Ayom, Hareni Nazir Ayom.
Oh, Hareni Nazir Ayom, so you see why you got. No, in that case over there, Ravuna is going to tell you it's nothing. Because once already you said Hareni Nazir Ayom, the other one cannot be hal.
Yeah.
You accept it already. But if I say it simultaneously, Hareni, with the language, Hareni Ale Shtin Nizirut. That's already, even Kotra Ravuna is going to be hal simultaneously. You're going to have to keep 2.
Yeah.
So it comes out of Kotra Ravuna, there's a chiluk between Harini Nazir Ayom, Harini Nazir Ayom, that the second one is not hal. Because once you said Harini Nazir Ayom, you're accepted upon yourself already. Ela what? But if you accepted upon yourself, Hare Alai, Shten Nizirut, it's already, it's hal at the same time.
So therefore what? I got rid of number one, because you can put number two in its place. So those are two answers that Rav Huna will answer the question that was asked against the Baruch Adonai.